Did your family prefer Western or Chinese style of recreation? You know, Chinese would be like mahjong and...
Well, they play games, you know, with friends, you know.
What kind of games?
Mahjong. Uh-huh. And dominoes.
Mm-hmm. All the time, pai gao?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you? Which one?
Yeah, my uncles were gamblers.
Was your uncle a professional gambler?
Yeah, in Marysville.
He operated a gambling joint, huh?
Well, they call it the interpreter, a trickthon, you know, because he was in charge of it, because he had the, you know, had the say, see.
He had the what?
Well, he was a kind of a man, you know, like an interpreter.
What does that have to do with his operating gambling?
Well, just like he knew the, he went to school with the chief of police, see.
Ah, so they didn't bust him?
No, because the chief police said, you take care of uptown and you take care of Chinatown, see? So he's like a mayor.
Ah, but did the chief of police know that he was involved in,
yeah,
I presume, illegal gambling?
And because years ago, you know, it was legal then, see?
It was illegal then.
In a small town, you know, nobody bothered you. No, there was only three policemen, the chief police and two others, so they could do what they want. So.
Did you gamble here in Los Angeles?
No,
Chinatown?
In Chinatown there was gambling joints, but I never gambled.
Oh, I see.
Because we weren't allowed in there. So. But in Maryland...
What about the your recreational activity then? What did you do? Did you go to movies or ball games?
Yeah,
or?
Ball games. We played sports, baseball.
You like baseball?
Because that's all we could do, see. Because we weren't big, you know, like the American fellows. They were 200 pounds.
you wanted to, but you couldn't.
Yeah.
I see.
And then when I went to Manual, we couldn't join the clubs.
What clubs? Baseball clubs?
We couldn't join sports. We couldn't join the swimming club. That was the lowest. You know where Exhibition Park is?
Yeah. Why weren't you allowed to join the school's swimming club?
No.
Why? Because of your Chinese?
Mm-hmm. Sports and things like that weren't allowed.
Did you make a protest about all of these things to the principal?
Yeah, but what can you do when you're Chinese? Right?
Well,
years ago you can't make no protest because there's only very few of us because, you know, you're not the same color and you couldn't make no protest. When you went to school, the teachers say, why don't you have a class of your own?
The teachers wanted all the Chinese to be put into one class, to be segregated. Was that popular, was that prevalent at that time for everybody to feel that way toward the Chinese, for the whites?
Well, Orientals, even the Japanese.
Yeah, including for them to be so...
Even the blacks.
Of course, even the blacks didn't like the...
Well, even it was all whites in the time that we went to school, because, you know, you couldn't associate with the American people, kids. You couldn't associate with anybody.
You mean they wouldn't let you be their friend?
When we went to a neighborhood show, they would say, you have to sit on the side. You couldn't sit in the middle.
Oh, when you go to the movies.
When you go to a restaurant the same way. We couldn't go into a restaurant and say, well, we want the table there. We would put you over there by the, you know, in the back there where the kitchen is or the toilet or whatever it is. You know? I'm sorry, but we got reservations. Huh? You missed all that because I went through all that.
Was that in the 20s or the 30s?
Yeah, about 30s. It didn't start until after the war. Then it began to loosen up a little bit. Then we could mix around, see. But from the time I was born until I went to, you know, got out of school. I mean, after the war, after doing the war, then it's different because then it began to loosen up, see. That way I could mix with them, you know, with different people, see.
I see. Well, it must have been very psychologically damaging too.
Well, you know, the Chinese, they don't protest too much.
I mean, you must have felt that.
Yeah.
I see.
So we couldn't do too much, but still, we got along anyway, right?
Well, so World War II was the time when things got better.
Yeah.
You were not put into separate sections of the movie theaters. Were there any cases of really open hostility, either in terms of physical violence or
just gave you a dirty look and just said different things, you know.
Were you ever called names by anyone?
Yeah.
By whom?
By the American people. They used to call them chinks and things like that, you know.
When you were going to elementary school?
Yeah.
Even elementary school?
Yeah. We used to get in fights all the time, and there's nothing we can do about it, so we just went to anyway.
I see.
We used to call the Japs, you know, Japs and chinks and things like that, you know. We used to make fun of us, yeah. You ask Bobby Kwan, I mean, he would say there would be fights down there all week, every week down there, because they were looking at Chinese restaurants, you know, and laugh about the way the Chinese eat chopsticks and rice and things like that, you know. And then the way you dress, too. I mean, if they see them walking down the street with Chinese slippers, you know.
Oh, you wore Chinese slippers at that time?
No, I mean the people down in Chinatown who wear Chinese slippers, you know, the old timers, you know, walking around there, and then would they laugh at them, you know, about their slippers and the way they dress, you know.
Oh. Did they still wear the Chinese clothes, the people who came here?
Those baggy pants and things like that.
Yeah, the baggy pants and the black overall thing.
I mean, the way years ago that they used to laugh about the way the Chinese dress, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, first thing they come from China, you know, they don't have, you know, they always bring their own clothes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then what gets me now, the way the colored people do their hair and walking around like, you know.
Yeah.
But the way they braid their hair, you know, the girls, and even the boys do it the same way, too.
You don't like that?
Well, they got pin curls on their head, and they walk around. They don't say nothing about that now, do they?
Oh, yes. Times have changed.
You've seen some of those colored people, the way they dress, don't they? With pin curls on their, and those boys, some of them have pin curls on their hair, you know?
I haven't gone to any. I haven't met too many.
Well, you've seen them on the street, you know. You've seen them on the street, you know, right?
Actually, I don't. Where I live, not too many.
No, in Santa Monica is not too bad, but you know, but you've seen them on the street. At least you've seen them on the street, you know?
Yeah.
The way they dress, and then you know.
Did you join any organizations like family associations or? Social clubs of any sort?
No, we weren't allowed to join any clubs.
No, family, like the Chinatown Family Association.
No,
Ma Family Association?
No, in Stockton there's a Ma Family in the association, Ma Family.
But not in LA? Mm-hmm. So you didn't join any?
No, Wongs and Kwans are the strongest.
Oh, yes. So your father didn't join any?
No.
Or rather, we didn't. There wasn't any to join.
There were very few Mons in LA, so you know, only Wongs and Kwans.
Did you join any other kinds of Chinese organizations?
No, we were associated with the ones down in Chinatown.
When you say Chinatown, you mean the Los Angeles and Alameda Street, that area?
Yeah, they call it the Lowa Club.
The Lowa Club?
That was a Chinese basketball, you know, the basketball sport, you know, like baseball.
You joined that?
Yeah.
Did you get together for weekly meetings? Or?
Yeah, I was down there all the time. I used to associate with the Chinatown Bunch and the Uptown Bunch. We used to have two gangs,
Gangs?
I mean, bunches, you know, like Uptown Gang and the Chinatown. I used to associate with the... like Dr. Lee and all, they were the Uptown bunch, you know.
Uptown, where is the Uptown?
Well, they call it, you know, West Side, you know, like...
Crenshaw.
Yeah, Crenshaw area.
But you lived in that area, didn't you?
Yeah.
Since the 30s. Mm-hmm. So why didn't you hang around with the Uptown Bunch rather than the Chinatown?
Well, I got more fun with the bunch down there. We had more.
Oh, I see. Were you around when the Union Station was when the Union Station was the first the old Chinatown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was down there when Bobby Kwan and all those used to live down there.
New Union Station.
Yeah. You know where the post office is?
I have a vague idea. Well,
yeah, the post office used to be that round in there. That used to be the old like barnyard or something. They used to call it the barnyard down there, you know, for the Chinese, you know, mm-hmm. because there used to be a lot of whole barns and things like that, you know, just the freight yard, you know,
yeah.
for the freight train to go by.
What kind of business was in the, businesses were in the old Union Station Chinatown?
Restaurants?
Mm-hmm. What else? Grocery stores?
Yeah, grocery store, and then they had the Chinese, just Chinese business, all kinds, like medicine and things like that.
Medicine stores. Were the people that hung around the Union Station Chinatown Americans or Chinese?
Chinese.
Oh, so it was not a tourist attraction in that town. I see. And when it moved to the Los Angeles and Alameda area in the 1930s, was there a change in the business?
One time, the Chinese was going to buy a piece of land to make a nice Chinatown, see?
Uh-huh.
But they were not allowed to move any place.
Uh-huh.
Chinatown now, where it is now, that used to be an old Italian cemetery.
Uh-huh.
In order...
The new Chinatown.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right.
You know where the tunnel is?
Yeah.
On Hill Street.
Uh-huh.
See, because they didn't know whether the town was going this way or that way. So they had to dig up that cemetery where the Chinatown is, the Italian cemetery. That used to be an old Italian cemetery there.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave that piece of land to the Chinese.
The Italians didn't mind that their cemeteries were being covered over?
No, that they had to dig out all the bodies and things like that.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, to remove the bodies, you know.
Oh, and put them somewhere else. Oh, I didn't.
That used to be an Italian town.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Well, tell me some of the other things you remember, either any of those three places, either the Spring Street Chinatown or the Union Station. What was it like back then, in the 20s and the 30s?
Well, just like an old, that was about the end of the town, see, and then it was kind of a crummy, rundown,
Yeah, I imagine a lot of trains pass through the Union Station, pass by the Union Station.
Because after 10 o'clock, the Chinese would never get up, couldn't get across the street.
Why not?
Because the railroad track runs across Chinatown.
Uh-huh.
And then they had Chinese stores on this side and Chinese stores on this side.
Why can't they cross the street?
Because the freight train would block the whole street for hours.
Oh.
That used to be an old freight yard down there.
I see. Yeah.
Down there was just nothing, see? It was just an old freight yard down there. And then so when they backed their boxcars, they used to park there for hours and the people couldn't get across the street.
Oh, what kind of jobs did people have back in the 20s?
Just restaurant.
You mean being waiters and cooks?
That's all.
Houseboys, maybe?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, they couldn't hold any job, or office job. You know? I couldn't go into an office and say I want a job.
You, because you knew you would be turned down?
Yeah.
I see. What about businesses? Were there anything else besides laundry, grocery store, wholesale retail,
and gambling.
Restaurants? Oh, gambling. Was gambling very popular?
Yeah. That's the only thing you could do.
Mm.
Like you and I, we couldn't go any place, We couldn't go to any public place and be, that's all we had to do was to stay.
Was it legal to have gambling drugs?
Well, years ago, you know, they could, but ever since the town grew, well, they couldn't have more gambling joints.
Oh, years ago, in the 20s, it was legal?
Yeah.
Or maybe just the police didn't bother to check?
Well, it was half and half, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only thing we could do.
I see.
Then they used to have tong wars and things like that, you know.
Most of the women, did they all hold down some kind of waitress jobs, or did they...
Mostly housewife.
Housewife, oh, I see. So your mother was rather unusual.
Mm-hmm.
Did your mother work because she wanted to, or because she had to?
No, she wanted to because, you know, in order to keep, you know,
okay,
things, you know, you gotta keep the family going, you know, like...
I presume your father was doing very well as a wholesale grocer, wasn't she?
Well, my father, he would go to the market in the morning around 11 o'clock, you know, and wouldn't get through until 4 or 5 next day. So.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. Times are hard in those days, you know, you had to, you know, make ends meet. So.
What, was it an independent, did he own the whole place, or did he have partnership with someone?
No, he is independent, I mean, he owned it.
Oh, I see. How long did he run the business?
About 30 years.
Until he died, shortly before he died. No, that couldn't be, because he...
He ran it about 30 or 40 years, because then he retired, you know.
Uh-huh, I see. And your mother also worked for 30 years?
Well, she helped people out, you know.
So, and your mother did not work throughout her life. She worked for a few years, right?
Yeah.
What was the prevalent salary of most Chinese workers, like waiters and houseboys?
Pretty low, around $15 a week or $10 a week or something like that.
$15 or $10 a week throughout the 20s and the 30s?
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Because a dollar means a dollar. I mean, a dollar was a dollar in those days. You know, if you had $20, you could spend the whole thing. You could go out and have a good time for $20.
Mm-hmm.
For $5, you could, you know, years ago, we used to go in a bunch, you know, like my day off or something like that. And we used to go, four or five of us, we used to get together and put in, you know, $4 or $5 a piece, and we had a good time, see.
Well, what did you do for, how much, what can you do with $4 or $5?
Well.
Per person, or is it per group?
A group.
Oh.
If we put in $5 a piece, we'll have $20, we used to go to different places, like, you know.
Like?
Restaurants, you know, and then we went to a show, and then, you know, shows were cheap.
Ah, you mean movies or nightclub shows?
No, movies. Then if we ordered $5 with the food, you know,
uh-huh,
we used to get a whole big plate of chow mein, you know. And the Chinese food were cheap, you know.
Oh, yes.
$15, $20, heck, you couldn't eat all of it.
No, yeah, I'm sure. What other fields were people involved in besides waiters and houseboys and cooks? No? There was no expansion of the...
No, because you couldn't do anything.
Because of the discrimination?
Yeah.
I see. Did you know of anybody who tried to be, say, a white-collar worker or a factory worker?
Yeah, but you would always get turned down.
I see.
Because they always turn you down, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm a loner, because, you know, I just go by myself all the time, because you couldn't do anything in my days, you know?
Could you tell me, say, for instance, what the average rent was at that time?
Pretty low.
Yeah, if, for instance, if a person made...
Well, you could get a room, you could get a room for about $50 a month.
$50 a month?
No, that would be tops.
Yeah, that would be a very good room.
Yeah.
You mean an apartment?
Well, apartment would be, yeah, around, you know, it would be less than $100 anyway.
Oh, yes. But people only made around $60 a month, you said.
Well, yeah, but that was a pretty good
So you would have to live in some place that cost you maybe $15 or $20.
But maybe it would average around about, if you live in a room, it would only cost you about 50 cents a day.
I see. Was there any increase in your pay, say, during World War II?
No.
Not during World War II, World War One. No, you were too young to work at that time.
No, there was no increase because you had to work 7 days a week and 10, 12 hours a day.
You worked in a Chinese restaurant?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
That was, you know, the Chinese would say, you got to work a full, you know, you got to work 10, 12 hours before you make a shift.
Every day you have to work 10, 12 hours?
But if you ask for a day off, you wouldn't, they wouldn't allow that.